The Insurance Coffee House is hosted by Insurance Search. Insurance Search provides executive recruitment services to insurance companies, brokers, and insurtechs in the UK and across the United States, attracting and retaining the most successful leaders to your insurance business. To find out more, visit insurance-search.com. The Insurance Coffee House, the place where you get to meet and be inspired by the most successful insurance business leaders from across the world. Hosted by Nick Hoadley, CEO of Insurance Search.
Welcome to the Insurance Coffee House podcast. Today, I am delighted to be joined by Angie Schaefer. Angie is the Corporate SVP and Chief Human Resources Officer at Safety National, and it's a pleasure to have Angie joining me on the line from St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome to the show, Angie.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here.
Angie, we're in the Insurance Coffee House this morning. I know it's first thing in the morning over there for you. What's your go-to coffee of choice today?
Cappuccino.
Very nice. I've got a very strong black coffee here. It's afternoon, it's post-lunch here in the UK. You need me to get that through for the rest of the day. Angie, I'd love to know a little bit more about your personal career background. What brought you into insurance, and also what brought you into the world of human resources?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, I thought I was going to go into the legal profession. I was an aspiring paralegal, and while I was going to school, my advisor encouraged me to look for a job in corporate law firm, which I did, and I loved it. But I found my passion around people and making sure people were being hired into the right roles. And so I actually spent over 20 years with corporate law firms, but in the human resources space. I shifted and got my degree in organizational psychology and then a master's in human resource management, and was very happy. I had a great career. I loved the experience. I learned a lot, but from an HR perspective, I was looking to branch out into a different corporate environment. And frankly, I had never thought of insurance, wasn't on my mind at all. And the opportunity presented itself to interview with Safety National. And I was blown away by the people that I met, the culture that I was perceiving. And so they made an offer, which I was happy to accept. And I'm getting ready to celebrate my 10th anniversary here very soon. An exciting transition. Thank you.
Angie, there are a lot of people who train in law or practice in law and then move into the insurance industry. I don't see it so often the other way, career insurance, then move into legal practice. I think it's usually the other way around, a route that you've taken, a route that I've taken actually myself as well. What do you see as the big differences, or how do you see insurance, being an insurance carrier, compared to working at a law firm?
Interesting question. For me, in my experience, the firms that I worked were corporate law firms. So their clients were businesses, nonprofits of that nature. And so I see some of the client and customer base being the same. The industries are both stable, I would say, committed to excellence and education and professional development of their employees. And so for me, it was a really nice transition. And we do have attorneys that work here at Safety National outside of our legal department, but, you know, in our claims area. So I think the two professions really are aligned pretty well, at least in my experience.
I always find with the law firm side of things, that's such great training, real sort of attention to detail and doing things, you know, exactly spot on for your customers. And I think that's a great thing to bring into the insurance industry, where there is more emphasis on the relationship side of things, advising side, more commercial awareness possibly. But I think that real sort of attention to detail and making sure that, you know, what you say you're either underwriting or you're broking is exactly how it should be. So I think it's great. And from a HR perspective as well, yeah, I'm sure that's even more so.
Completely agree. And I feel like, again, the experience I had in the law firm environment, I learned from some of the best employment lawyers around. And so that just helped with what I could bring to Safety National. When I joined Safety, it was a time of transformation for their HR department as they were preparing for strategic growth. And so I was able to come from a large company to what was a smaller company at the time. Safety had about 350 employees when I joined, and now we're at 750 employees.
I just know from my own experience, if you're putting a contract to a lawyer, employment contract, you've done searches for insurance companies looking for, you know, general counsel, you know, placing that contract in front of them, they're going to cast a very keen eye over that and make sure that's all as it should be. So can be some pressure. Let's talk a little bit more about your current role then. So you're the Chief HR Officer at Safety National. You've been at the business 10 years. How has that journey been into the role you enjoy now? And what is your role and responsibility within the business?
I oversee all HR operations, but I have an incredible team that makes that happen. 26 HR professionals that are in our team. Most are based here in St. Louis, but we have a couple that are based in our Oklahoma City office. And so we handle what might be considered traditional HR management. So you have the employee relations, HR technology. We also have compensation and benefits, learning and development, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And we also have our own data analyst on our team, which not all HR departments have. So really well-rounded group of professionals that are supporting the business.
That seems like that's a really well-resourced HR department that you're running there. I mean, having 26 professionals within that team sounds like, certainly from the business perspective, your people, you know, are your greatest asset. It seems like you take that extremely seriously. Moving on to the business, you mentioned earlier about the growth that the business has had during your time there over the 10 years. Maybe you can give our listeners a little bit of an overview of where the business is in this current day.
So Safety National is a specialty insurance and reinsurance provider. We were founded over 80 years ago in 1942, and we insure a very large proportion of the U.S. workforce in industries such as healthcare, school districts, retail, public administration. And so we provide products that help protect our employees. And so if there's a catastrophic workplace accident, it's our job to make sure that the company's employees are taken care of. And our offerings include excess workers' compensation insurance, liability coverage for public entities, cyber risk insurance, large casualty, lost portfolio transfers, and reinsurance, for those that may not be familiar with Safety.
And Safety National, who is in the title, you work across the US. A large portion of the team, though, is based there in St. Louis. Is that correct?
So about 570 of our employees are based in St. Louis, but we have employees in 27 states across the country, and we have 14 physical offices. And so our goal is to be where our clients and customers are. So we're in some of the largest cities such as New York, Chicago, LA, San Francisco, Dallas, Oklahoma City, Atlanta. So we are spread out across the country so that we can better serve our customers, even though our headquarters is in St. Louis.
Has there been a change in that since the pandemic, since, you know, everybody started working from home? I'm sure previously you would have had people working in the field anyway, but has there been a shift to more remote working and having people based in different parts of the country?
There has been, but I think it's more about our strategic growth and our product lines and wanting to be where our customers are. There definitely has been an increase in the desire for people to work from home. And prior to the pandemic, we actually offered work from home for all of our employees, regardless of their position and location. In September of 21, we transitioned to what is our now current approach to work from home, where if you're not traveling for business, you're in the office 3 days a week and you can work from home up to 2 days.
And I know for you, inclusivity is very important. And I think having that opportunity to work remotely or be based from home a number of days a week certainly helps with attracting an inclusive workforce, but also being able to then hire people from different backgrounds with different things going on.
I was going to say, to that end, in addition to work from home, we've also implemented, you know, flexible schedules. And so that's especially helpful for our employees with multiple family commitments, whether it's children or aging parents or even pets in some of our employees' experiences. And so being able to start your day and end your day that works best for you, but you can still meet the business needs, has been really impactful for our employees in addition to the work from home.
Being inclusive, I think it sounds morally great. It sounds like the right thing to do. What sort of impact do you see there? Do you find that gives you a larger talent pool when you do go to recruit people? Or do you find it helps with keeping hold of your best people as well?
Actually, our retention last year, our turnover rate was 2.6% without retirement. So very low. As we continue to grow our workforce, and we're really proud of the fact that we have employees who transfer to other roles within the company instead of leaving Safety National to find their, you know, next career opportunity. So very proud of that. And I think it's the entire package of our benefit offerings, the work from home, the flexible schedules, all of that encompasses the inclusive environment that employees want to be in and stay.
You mentioned some of those initiatives. So your structure around benefits, how does that work? How do you make benefits more inclusive for your employees?
So it starts with listening to our employees. Our employees are great about sharing information with us and their thoughts, whether it's through a anonymous survey or if it's through specific targeted questions that we're asking our employees. And so flexibility has been key even prior to the pandemic. And so we've worked really hard to figure out, what does that look like for safety? How do we still meet the commitments to our customers, but also empower our employees to have the work experiences that they're looking for and that are a good fit for their families? And so some examples of that recently are in the caregiver space. We implemented a couple of years ago caregiver leave. And so while we had parental leave, fully paid parental leave in place, our employees were telling us that they were starting to be challenged by aging parents or even caring for a loved one that maybe wasn't a child. And so we offer 4 weeks of paid caregiver leave to our employees. We also enhanced our benefit offerings for adoption. We had paid leave for adoption, but now we have some financial reimbursements that apply to the costs associated with adoption. And we also added financial benefits for fertility. So however employees might be trying to start their families, our goal is to help support them on that journey.
That sounds fantastic. So it's really being with your employees through their whole career development and through their life circumstances. For one employee starting out in the world is going to be quite different to a very experienced employee who might have some care responsibilities, for instance.
And those that have both that they're juggling, right? We have a number of employees that are juggling children as well as parents. And something that I'm also proud of that we added a couple of years ago, and you're hearing more about it, is around menopause benefits. And it's something that we began offering for our employees last year, and we're looking at ways to continue to enhance those benefits.
Hugely, and I'm sure it has a big impact on the diversity of the workforce and of the talent that you can attract. I always think, rather than going after a particular person because they're from a diverse background, is the wrong way to go. It's actually about breaking down those walls and those barriers and just making the opportunity as inclusive as possible. You have a much wider net of talent, which gives you more diverse talent. But often at the end of it, it brings you higher quality talent to your business as well.
And we completely agree. And for us, it's, you know, making sure that employees have access to professional development opportunities, whether it be through our in-house learning and development team, or they're engaging with their relevant professional association, industry associations, and earning, you know, designations and certifications. So it's the full package of making sure our offerings are inclusive so that we are attracting that diverse workforce that then benefits our business and the customers.
like you say, leads to very low attrition rates as well, which is exactly what every company aspires to. And Angie brings us nicely on to the espresso round now, where the questions are short, sharp, to the point. Got your cappuccino. Yeah. Are you ready for the espresso round?
Let's go.
The espresso round.
Angie, what one recommendation would you have for a leader, for an executive coming in to interview there at Safety National?
Really be your authentic self. We want to get to know you. We want to understand what's important to you. We want to learn about your experience. And so coming to us prepared to have those conversations. And we also want to know what questions you truly have for us. We want this to be a place where you're going to spend all, if not a significant portion of your career. So we need to understand what's important to you.
That's absolutely crucial. Looking to your peers and your colleagues, HR leaders within the insurance sector, what advice would you have for them when it comes to recruiting high quality insurance talent?
So I think it's really looking for talent, you know, experienced talent or the newer professionals that you're planning to grow and develop, but it's making sure that not only are they bringing a diverse background and their expertise, but there is a cultural alignment, because that's what's going to continue to strengthen your relationships with your customers as well as your employees, to make sure that you're all moving forward together. We really do live by our core values at Safety National, and our vision to be first with our clients, our employees, and our community really sets the tone for all that we do.
When it comes to working with external partners, recruitment agencies, executive search businesses, what's the key factor there that's important to you when selecting an external company to partner with?
I think it's twofold. It's understanding our business and our customers, what we're trying to accomplish, and then also making sure that they are bringing diverse candidates to us. And that is diverse on all aspects, you know, their experiences and background, education, what they bring to the table, and really understanding the culture at Safety, because it's so critical for us to be able to continue to advance our business.
That whole business is built on that people first and forefront of the business. And like you say, that impacts massively on the customers as well. So to be able to serve your customers, you need to be able to serve your employees.
Relationships is one of our core values. And for our 75th anniversary, we actually wrote a book reflecting on our first 75 years. And the title is Relationships Matter. So it really is core to our business, to our employee experience.
Absolutely key. It really comes through, actually, in the discussion we're having today. Is there any technology or tools that you're using there as a HR team, as a talent acquisition team, to attract talent or to help candidates go through the interview process there?
So we are in the process of a two-year strategic technology transformation within HR. We use the UKG platform, and we've just been really diving into all of its capabilities and making sure that we are using the platform in the way that it was designed. And so we have upgraded our applicant process. We've removed some barriers that make it easier to apply, so that applicants aren't having to fill in all of their information and then also upload a resume. We're taking advantage of some posting advantages and efficiencies through UKG, so that our recruiters aren't having to manually post jobs. They can spend time focusing on the candidates and our hiring managers. And we've also started recruiting for early career talent. That is something that is relatively new to Safety. We had a small inaugural intern class last summer, and we're really excited this summer we will have 12 interns across the business. So we're really excited about that and bringing the early career professionals into Safety.
It's going to be really exciting. I think having the opportunity to really, you know, mold people in their first insurance role and show them what great looks like, show them what best practices, give them that opportunity to experience the great industry that is the insurance industry, I think is fantastic. That must be very exciting for you.
It's very exciting. Last fall, our COO actually was able to join our acquisition team on campus for one of the events. And it was an incredible experience for her, for the students, and there's just so much energy around this. So we're excited. This is going to be a great summer.
Great summer indeed. Angie, final question at the Espresso Round. What would you say the one lesson that your job has taught you that you think everybody should learn at some stage in their life?
Empathy. We're human, and most of us have to work to support our families. And there isn't anything that can't be figured out if we're all treating each other with respect.
That's right. We're all just trying to do our best. It sounds like you're really doing some fantastic things there at Safety National. It's been really great to hear more about the culture that you've built there and that inclusive nature and the real success and impact has actually had on the business. Angie, we've almost reached the end of our time today in the Insurance Coffee House, and time's certainly flown past really quickly. Before you leave, though, would you have one piece of closing advice for our listeners? And if there are people out there now who hear about that inclusive culture that you have there, that you've been building there, potentially interested in opportunities, what would be the best way of reaching out to you?
I think LinkedIn is probably the best way to reach out. The insurance industry is an incredible industry where there's a role I truly feel for everyone. And Safety National, we continue to grow and we have a lot of great opportunities that are newly created roles, or maybe they're open because someone transferred into a new role. So I would love to talk to anyone that would like to reach out, and I can tell you more about Safety National. What some don't know is that we are also part of the Tokio Marine family. And so Tokio Marine is one of the top 10 insurance groups in the world, and we're really proud to be a part of the Tokio Marine group.
Fantastic. And we've had podcast guests from Tokio Marine North America, Karen Angelson, and we've also had Laura Boyne from Philadelphia as well. You're in great company there as part of the Tokio Marine HR family.
We are, that's for sure.
Thank you for listening to the Insurance Coffee House with Nick Hoadley. Join us next time for another episode packed with insights and advice for senior leaders, C-suite executives, and ambitious insurance professionals. Stream all episodes at insurance-search.com.